Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Growth mindset, man. Growth mindset from year one to year four. What are the differences and the similarities of it? And how do you continue to grow through that process?
Yeah, I mean, I think the mindset's the same. You know, just because what we did last year doesn't mean it's going to carry over or correlate to this next year. And, you know, given the locker room that we have and the team that we have the base and the foundation for what we want to do. But now it's going out there and executing, communicating and making sure that we're getting dialed in with each other and competing against each other, you know, our offense versus our defense. And we got some really great players, but we got even greater dudes on this team. So this is what we're using, the time that we're using to get better. You know, you got to find work, and everybody out here is finding work. And it's good to see our guys flying around and putting in the work to get better each and every day.
Absolutely, man. I like that hat, by the way. And later on today, you'll be slinging the ball out there in Thalen's Field. Care to talk about the type of pitch and how fast you intend to throw?
I don't know. It depends if whoever's catching has got their catcher gear on. And, you know, I was a pitcher back in the day, so I got to make sure I warm up because it is a little different motion. But all I care about is, you know, letting him catch it.
Absolutely, man. Enjoy camp.
All right. Thanks, Mook.
Hey, Josh. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks. Hey, I know we've talked to you a couple different times this offseason about, you know, taking the next step. And as you've talked to different people and your coaches and you've worked, do you think it's harder to take the next step from a mental aspect of understanding the game more? Or is it harder to work on physical things and be a better quarterback because of that? What's more difficult, I guess?
And they definitely both present their challenges. And you know, physically just reverting to old habits and making sure that you're staying on top of your mechanics and everything's sequencing correctly. And I got a guy, Chris Hess, owns Biometric that came out last week and did some more digital mapping of my mechanics and, you know, just making sure I'm staying on top of that and allowing my muscle memory to kind of take that in and stop reverting back to old ways. But as far as mentality or understanding defenses and really understanding the league goes, I mean, that's just kind of going on with repetition. And the more that you play, the more that you're around, the more that you learn, you know, and it's a fun process to be a part of. But it's asking questions that might make you feel uncomfortable, but, you know, making sure that you're learning everything you need to know and trusting your coaches, like I said, is really the main thing for the mental aspect of the game.
Cool. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Josh, it's Sal Capaccio. Sorry, I can't be on video. I'm driving right now. Hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, you're good, Sal. I got you.
Thanks, man. First of all, when's the last time you were on a pitcher's mound? And what's the plan for that pitch on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's been, probably senior year of high school. And I haven't thrown a bullpen since. I haven't really touched a baseball since. So it's going to be exciting. I really didn't have much control of my four-seam fastball back in the day, but I was throwing two-seam probably 92, and I don't know if I'm gonna go two seam or four seam, but I want to hum it a little bit, and hopefully they got the radar on.
I think you're scaring whoever's catching right now, just by the way, by saying that. Hey, tell us about the difference between when you have such a veteran laden group. Now, obviously, there's some new players, but when you came into the league in 2018, even 2019, lots of new faces. Not really as much the case anymore this time of year. What is the difference between how practices are conducted, the tempo, and what you can get done between the two different ways of having so many different people versus so many of the same?
You know, I think the tempo guys getting in and out of the huddle is so much quicker. Guys that have been here and done that and being able to relay it and verbally communicate to the guys in the huddle, it's been so much easier. And guys know what they're doing. It's a good feeling to be in that huddle and understand whatever I call, our guys are going to go out there and execute to the best of their abilities. So it's fun. Guys flying around, finding ways to get better. And when you play fast, that typically presents some good things and some good outcomes. So, we're playing fast right now and, we're battling our defense and we got a couple more days of doing that. And it's going to be fun. We get to use this time to make mistakes and to learn from those mistakes in order that we don't, carry those onto the game field. And like I said, it all pays dividends, what we're doing right now.
Thanks, Josh. I don't think we'll talk to you the rest of the week. So have a great summer until camp.
Thanks, Sal. You as well.
Hey, Josh, it's John. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
They always say aim high, I believe, on the mound, right? I think.
So, yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We won't talk to you, I assume, the rest of the week. So what is your plan for that gap between mini camp and training camp?
Well, continue to work out, make sure that my body's, trying to approach peak performance. Same thing, still getting together with some guys and throwing, whether it be in California or Florida or wherever it may be, making sure that I'm staying in contact and getting some good reps in with those guys. My sister does get married July 10th to an Australian mate, and we're excited for that. I've been working on my Australian accent for a speech, so maybe we'll post that video and people can hear me speak in an Australian accent.
Good luck with that. We get married July 3rd, so enjoy.
So nice. Congrats.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
You as well.
Hey, Josh, Matt Perino here. We got to see Isaiah Hodgins out there. We've seen him out there, obviously, working in the red. Now he's out of it and made a couple plays today. Looked just to be happy to be back in the mix after, rookie year. What have been your impressions of him and his skill set, what he brings to the table?
Yeah, I mean, you see it. He's a longer body guy, and he's surprisingly quick, I'm not talking long speed. He's got that too, but just a short game quickness and getting off of jam and making a good release. He can do a lot of different things, and I think they've been kind of switching him at the X and the Z. So he's got the ability to play multiple positions. You see him high point a pretty nice thrown ball today and go up and get it. And, those, not everybody has that ability to do that. So his body control has been fantastic. And above that, he's a guy that likes to have fun, a guy that always has good energy. And he's a fun guy to be around, and never a bad moment for him. He's enjoying the process. And I know that he wasn't super happy with what happened last year, with the shoulder and whatnot, but he's been here grinding and getting better with our training staff, and it'll pay dividends when he's on the field.
And I can't really read it, but what is your hat say?
It's 117 holes for Oshai Children's Hospital. It was an event that we put on and raised $130,000 for the hospital, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, awesome!
We had ten guys walk from literally 4:45, 5 o'clock in the morning, played 117 holes, like a little over 37 miles. Throughout one day. So it was pretty cool.
Where was it located?
Where Cragger. Did you guys do it? Cragger awesome. Country Club. Yeah, it was awesome. Cool.
And I was also going to ask you, I saw pictures of Harrison's event over the weekend. So many smiles. I mean, what was that experience like for you and what you guys were able to give those youngsters?
No, it was awesome. And for Harrison to take time out of his schedule to put that event on for some kids that, really deserve it. And they went out there and had a blast. It was good to see some of the younger guys out there. And, when you're out there and you feel people having fun and that just your presence can make them smile and turn their day. So it was awesome to be a part of. And to have a guy like Harrison that cares so much about things off the field like that, it's really cool. And I'm honored to be a teammate with him and call him a friend.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh.
Yep. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Josh. John Worrell.
Good to see you, John.
I feel like I play 117 holes every time I golf.
Yeah, you wake up pretty sore the next day?
Just a lot of swings. Lot of swings. But as expectations grow, and, based on last season, does the job get harder, given the fact that the bar has been set so high?
Well, I mean, I think that's and it's no offense to you guys and your job as the media, but my bar is higher than anything that anybody else can set for me. So I'm very internally driven, and it doesn't really matter what people say. You know, I care about being the best quarterback that I can be for the Bills and best teammate that I can be for my teammates.
What about for the offense? It returns mostly intact. There's some new pieces there, but does the job get harder as those, you know, for you guys to have to surpass those numbers?
I don't think so.
Or win total.
Yeah, I don't think so. We're going to go out and we're going to go execute to the best of our abilities. And again, that starts with me. That starts with Coach Dable and the communication that we have and the expectations from him for me. You know, that's what it comes down to. I got to be an extension of him when I'm on the field. So whatever he calls, we got to go up there and execute. And, you know, it starts with me. So I'm glad that it's on my shoulders because I love the position. I love what I do. I love being the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. And again, it's I wouldn't want it any other way. You know what I'm saying? So, we've got our own expectations that we got to do. And we've got a goal that we set out and we got to go try to do it.
So pardon me if I ask one more follow-up, but, you know, when it comes to your own self-motivations and you saying that your expectations are higher than anybody else's, some might read into that that you're saying Super Bowl or bust, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I mean, I think that's the goal for every team every year. You know, you play to win the game. And, you know, if the team's not looking to win the Super Bowl that year, you know, they're doing it wrong. And I think everybody's got to have that mindset of, you know, we got to go out there and give ourselves a chance. And Coach McDermott preaches it all the time of playoff caliber. And once you're in the playoffs, it's a, you know, it's every game is your season on the line. So ultimate goal is to make the playoffs and give yourself a chance for a world title. And, you know, that's what we got to do.
Have a good summer.
Yep. Thank you. You as well, War.
What's up, Josh? Can you hear me all right?
Yep. I got you, Marcel. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, man. Maybe this is a question for training camp, but we can try it right now. Compared to last season at this time, when you had virtual mini camp before this long break before training camp, do you feel any more comfortable, or is there a noticeable difference in where this team is at as you kind of enter this first week, this last week of practice before the break?
I wouldn't say noticeable. I think we're still a very, very hungry team. And I think that the loss that we had, obviously we returned a lot of guys. The loss that we had in the AFC Championship game is still sitting with us. And, you know, I don't think there's one guy in this team that thinks just because we had success last year that it's going to carry over. And that's kind of what we've been preaching in the locker room. And again, we got guys that we're in Buffalo, you know, we take that. We love being here and we love playing for this organization and we want to win for this city and for this community. So, you know, it's definitely a chip on our shoulder each and every day that we're out there and we got to go and do the best that we can to win a bunch of games this year. And like I said, be playoff caliber and give ourselves a chance.
Gotcha. I appreciate it. And I guess enjoy the rest of this break. And you're going to Australia? Like it's in Australia or?
No, it's in California. I wish, but July 10th, it's in the Central Coast of California. So it'll be a good time.
Gotcha. That's what my sister just got married and
congrats.
It's not really Visalia, but like it was around Visalia, same place that like Derek Carr got married. So,
okay. That's probably not too far from my spot then.
Probably not, but either way, man, enjoy it.
Yeah. Thank you. You as well.
Hey, Josh, Jenna Cottrell from Rochester. Just curious for you, having Star being out back on the field, what's kind of your impression of him coming back out and just him being back, what his leadership and presence does for the team?
Yeah, Star, he's one of the favorites on the team. You know, he doesn't say two words throughout the entire year, but he's a guy that you love being around. He's got good vibes. He's got a new little hairstyle this year that kind of makes him a little scarier, you know, and he looks good though. He's been moving around really well. And I think the year, you know, that obviously last year he opted out, but you know, it's good for his body. You know, I think that he's completely healed up, you know, playing that position, you get banged up throughout the year. So he's going to be really fresh for us. And I'm excited that he's back and super happy that he's back because the things that he can do on the field, it's just special. But above that in the locker room, he's a guy that everybody kind of gravitates towards too, even though he doesn't say much. So he's awesome.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, Heather Prusek here. Good to see you. I asked you a couple weeks ago about, you know, your impressions of Emmanuel Sanders. And just now that you've had those couple weeks and, you know, at OTAs, first day of mini camp, things like that, what are your impressions of him now that you've gotten to work with him a little bit more?
Yeah, he's a grinder. He's a guy that he wants perfection. And, you know, he got the chance to talk to the team this morning and got to share his story. But, you know, the thing that he said that stuck with me is like, my first year, I went to the Super Bowl and I've been chasing it ever since. And he's been to three, he's won one. But he wants another one. And just the motivation that he has to be here in Buffalo and the want that he wants, the want that he has to be an impact player for us. It's awesome, you know, and he's going on year 12, he said, or he's played 12 years in the league, I think. And for him to come here kind of late in his career, but, you know, he's still super explosive. He wants it bad, and you can feel it and you can hear it in his voice. And he's going to be a great teammate for us and a great player for us and going to make some big time plays this year.
And I think the thing that everybody wants to know, how is your little puppy that we all keep seeing on Instagram?
She's the best. She's precious. She's dang smart too. And I'm glad we picked this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.